We'd like to welcome each and every individual to the Vision Project and Mastermind Seminars. Hi, my name is Mark Borisma, President of Synergy Solutions, and I'll be a facilitator for today's session with the Mastermind Seminars Utah group. And if you do have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. If you're calling in outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. All right, let's dive in. Scott, what would you like to accomplish today?
Well, we've had a couple of organizational meetings. In our last meeting, we set forth some steps to go forward in the Utah, mostly Ogden area at the moment. We had five there, and each of the five will be participating as core members and set forth those folks as different assignments. And so I think the objective that I have, and I'm sure everyone on the call has, is to just receive some instructions on what works and what doesn't work as far as the presentation may go and that kind of thing.
Gotcha. Because my wife and I have been blessed with seven children, I hope I don't overuse the experiences with those seven children. But I have found that, you know, mastermind seminars are in many ways like children. There are some similarities, but there are a lot of differences as well, you know, with each group. And so, you know, each group is autonomous, you know, runs themselves, but also connected into other groups. And so, you know, from what I've heard, I think, Scott, you've done a great job in the leadership, and the others that have participated, I think there's some, you know, really good things that are going on there. And so I think you guys are moving in the right direction. I mean, if it was just global, what have I learned from other groups and then from the Chicago group? I think what I've learned is the value and the importance of a weekly meeting, a 30-minute phone. You don't have to travel. You don't have to go anywhere. It's 30 minutes. You're on. You're off. You know, it's up. It's that is so powerful to connect because it gives you a lot of momentum and it doesn't take a lot of time. The challenge is that I have found is that people will tend not to treat a phone call like they do an in-person. So on in-person events, people will, you know, they'll show up, on time, you know, and they'll be consistent often, not always, but often, more likely than not. But on phone calls, it seems like it's more acceptable to go ahead socially or something to not be as consistent or not. You guys all did a great job today. And so you might want to talk about as a group, how do we, and then like the recording of this, you know, so it's available to everybody, but the chances of anybody listening to this are like next to none.
Right.
You know, people won't. And it's the intriguing, it's the most intriguing thing. So one of the techniques is like my, you know, my son-in-law, his mom is fond of saying that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, but you can go ahead and put salt in the oats.
Oh.
And so the way to put salt in the oats is for those that participated, you know, participating today, is what you do is you email your group and you say, wow, that was the most amazing session. It totally helped my life. It totally transformed me. I can't believe how awesome it was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they could listen to it if they wanted to, and that's okay, too, because they're seeing techniques. Now, this same technique is a technique that, you know, that, you know, Andrew could use to get his team to do certain things. So if Andrew, I'm guessing Andrew might have some situations, maybe Andrew and your team, where maybe everybody doesn't, you know, pull together like they should. Does that ever happen to you, Andrew?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, most of the time if you're around people, that happens. So that same technique Andrew could use, you get one or two people, get them to engage. Often, you know, it's going to be the expressive, you know, the Brenna, the, you know, really chipper in the morning, really excited, really passionate. Those are the best cheerleaders. Those are the best ones that they just excite other people. And so you use the different gifts that people have. And so you get one person excited and energetic about something, and then you make sure you communicate that to the whole group. And then the other technique, and so that may draw them in, and then the other technique is to have something of strong interest for the group that would draw in people that haven't been in the past. And so, like, next week, what are we going to talk about? You talk about an interesting topic that draws other people in. So the goal is every time that we go ahead and attend that. So today, Mark wants to pull something away. He wants to learn something really significant today. Scott, Brenna, Andrew, Ginger Ann. So, you know, the five of us, are we all walking away with something significant, something that's life-changing? Like, is this the best half an hour that we have in the day, the week, the month? And that's what we want to do. I mean, that's most important. So all five of us show up next week. So it's showing up every single week and being consistent. I apologize. Andrew, are you going to share something?
Scott was just going to say, and the others as well.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah, the five that are on, but then the others as well to show up.
Well, the thing is if the five of us, see, this is something that I've learned from Tom Koontz, and, you know, we may invite him on to this one. I mean, he's out in Southern California, and so it's 5:30 out there. And if we invited him, I'm pretty confident he would show up. And he comes from you guys. He grew up in you guys' area.
Right.
So
right.
He's very fond of Utah, and, you know, and so so the thing that's intriguing about Tom is that if Tom and I are the only two people that show up to a live event or to a phone call, both he and I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very intriguing, interesting. Like, he and I always walk away from it scratching our head and saying, that was pretty awesome. So how do you guys create that same type of culture, you know, amongst the four that are here today?
How do we do that, Mark?
I think that it's curiosity. I think it's being like, you know, I'm going into Lifetime Fitness where I play basketball, workout and stuff, and there's a little boy, and I don't know, he's probably, what, 3 years old? And, you know, he's got, you know, walking with his mom in hand, and he's in hand, and he's like, Mommy! And she's like, what, honey? He says, blue car! And she's like, that is so cool! And, you know, that was just a moment in time, just a normal moment, just doing what I do 2-3 times a week, but there was something spectacular there that was right in front of my eyes. And so Tom and I, when we get together, we're like two little boys. And people, we like to think that people laugh with us, but sometimes they might be laughing at us, and we're okay with that. And so it's like, what can you do? What can you do to significantly impact one another's lives, you know, in a really big way? And so it's curiosity. It's asking questions. It's being interested in what's going on. And so I've seen, you know, I've seen, I mean, Tom's on, I don't know, 5 or 6 calls a week with me every day, every week. And he's done that for like 7 years.
Wow.
And I shared a story yesterday, and he got so excited. He's like, Mark, you've never shared that. That's amazing. And he'll do the same thing. You know, he'll do the same thing where he'll share something. I'm like, Tom, do you know how amazing that story is? That just changed my life. Why did you wait so long to share it? So Brenna is just, I mean, she jumps on and she's like all this chipper energy. It's like, that is so awesome. I want to get to know her more. I mean, who is she? What's her story? You know, what's her fears in life? You know, what is she really passionate about? I mean, where are her hurts? And, I mean, what's her family? What's her background? I want to know her story. Like, I want to know all kinds of things about her. I mean, you know, Andrew, it's like that. I mean, I want to know, who is he? Is he married? Does he have kids? I mean, I want it to be like, I mean, if I'm going to take a half hour a week, I mean, there's 10,080 minutes in a week, so I have a lot of 30-minute segments. But I want this to be rememberable. I want people to say, I am so glad that I was on this call. And if they're on for 7 years like Tom is, every call doesn't have to be like that. But I want as many of those calls to be like that as possible. And so,
do you think that I've spent some time with half-hour calls with my own team for a number of weeks now, number of months, and you know, getting them to engage is a difficult part of the weekly process. And I've tried some different ideas, and some have worked and some have not. The biggest one that I came across is just requiring, or not requiring, but assigning the weak subject to them to lead, and that one seemed to be the most successful.
See, and so that's where, like, I think it is. It's really like kids, and so you're willing to try all kinds of different things, and that's where I think commitment comes in. Like, if people are committed, you can make some mistakes. You don't have to do it perfect. Everyone doesn't have to do that. And so it might be that. It might be, you know, where you take the first 10 minutes of each group. Hey, Jonathan. You might take the first 5 or 10 minutes of each group, you know, each phone call, and, you know, maybe, you know, next week, you know, Andrew goes ahead and shares his story in, you know, 5 or 10 minutes. And then maybe Brenna the next week, you know, she shares her story.
Oh, that's great.
Andrew, your thoughts?
Yeah, I like that idea. I think engaging people on a conference call is can always be challenging, and we've tried different things to get that level of engagement that we're looking for. I was just thinking about that for some of my own calls that we've been having with my team that I do on a weekly basis, and different things that we've tried. There's a couple of things that I know that are challenging. Like it seems like we're all tempted to try to get feedback from the group by just throwing out a general, you know, what does anybody feel about that, or you know, any last questions anybody has. And I would say 9 times out of 10, nobody responds. And if you if you're really relying on that response to the general audience, you can have a tendency to lose momentum, or if somebody that's over that call. So one thing that I do is just like you just did, Mark, is just and have been doing is making requests to people by name. And just kind of going around the horn and getting different ideas and that. And that seems to keep people a little bit more engaged.
Yeah, and this is really exciting for me because I do 11 of, well, I do between 11 and 14 of these a week. And so a lot of them, and by August 1st, I think I need to peel off 10 of them. Or 11. I'm probably going to keep 2 or 3, but so, and I've been doing most of them for 7 to 15 years, so a long time.
Oh.
And so, like one thing that I need to create a checklist on this, or Ginger Ann, if you're able to, maybe you could create the checklist. Like one thing that is like an unconscious competence, of what we call a warm belly rub, is that the leader has to have a headset. You know, I believe. So right now, like I'm walking around my office, I'm walking in the halls, I'm going into another office right now. You know, so I pace like crazy because it keeps my energy going and it keeps my mind active. And it's like if I'm the leader, I have got to go ahead and bring an energy to the group every single time, even if these people, you know me, even if we've been doing it. It's got to be, because it's so easy to become distracted, you know, for other people. They're checking email, they're reading something, they're dozing off.
Mm-hmm.
And so it does help by calling on people, you know, that's true. And that's good. I think that's really powerful. Like, they don't know when they're going to get called, so that's good. Combining that with some other things, I think, is good. So probably, I mean, we'll discover a lot of cool things together. Brenna, any thoughts that you have, ideas, input?
Well, I agree with the energy. You know, I love the face-to-face. That's my favorite. So on the phone, you know, I think it is important to really engage and you know, get more of that warmth, more of what we need to via telephone. So that'll be a challenge. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, Tom's a huge, big in-person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just huge. And so when he first started, he's like, it was kind of a stretch. And so he and I, for the first year and a half, we knew each other. We never met in person. It was all over the phone.
Wow.
And he said, I don't know, so he said probably a year or so ago, he said, Mark, you haven't totally sold me on this phone stuff. But he said, it is really powerful. And so I don't know if any of you guys have seen the movie Daredevil. But
yeah.
individuals that, you know, are blind, they can see things in a room that people who can see can't see, because their listening skills become so, you know, so good. And so, you'll find that, I believe, as you do more conference calls, I believe that you'll develop those listening skills, and that will help you in every aspect of your life. Scott, any other ideas? Ginger Ann, you can jump in. I know that it sounds like you might need to be muted, and that's fine. So if you want to jump in at any time, feel free to do so.
Okay, thank you.
Scott, any thoughts that you have or directional pieces? Or?
Well, I think the purpose of this call is to get to a point where we don't need you.
Nice.
And so, and use this call as a jumping board to assure that our meetings will go well and that we have all the necessary resources. And if it gets to a point where this more people want to join on to this call, it may morph into something, you know, else. Maybe the first couple of minutes would be that, but it could be that the last half of the call could be a certain challenge that has come up in our last group session that we could help solve and work together on. So that's what I see that could happen in this call. I don't know if Mark has seen where you have added or put your thoughts on what each segment of the presentation should be about. I've listened to half of them, but you might just show Mark where they are. Mark, are you on a computer?
Yes. If you go to Raving.
Well, how about Andrew?
I'm not.
Okay. I'll have to show Andrew individually, Mark. So,
okay.
But anyway, there are some good ideas that Mark has recorded that would help with each assignment area that we handed out. And Andrew, you took the natural laws, right?
That's right.
So I'll show you where that is,
okay.
You can listen to that and go from there. But yeah, I'm excited for our first meeting. Brenda's gonna get us scheduled with
the Christmas box
house.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna go through that, and I think that's gonna be a good experience. We need to take pictures, capture our success on that.
Yep.
And maybe even have, I don't know, pictures of that at our first event so that they can see that it's real and it's tangible. So I
have a couple of quick questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
Before time runs out. One of the things that we discussed was and this is for you too, Scott, is the idea of annual membership fee that was going to contribute towards the Christmas box. I was also curious at, you know, with the actual mastermind program, and I know that the expenses kind of vary. Is there some sort of just to give somebody an introduction in the, let's say, the $50 range, because I think at some point I heard that it could be, you know, X amount of dollars a month. So let's say $50 went to the Christmas box and $50 went towards one of the online classes or something along those lines, just as an introduction to for people. Then the annual membership was $100, but it covered those two things. Is there an option for that within the cost breakdown?
Yeah, because you guys are hopefully on the cutting edge, not the bleeding edge, there is a lot of flexibility, and in things. And so if you guys have an idea, because you guys are part of it, one of the downsides of being part of it, you know, about the startup or the, you know, the more intro part of it, is that it's not a perfect formatted franchise like a McDonald's. It's like, you know, there is a lot of freedom. So if you guys have an idea that you want to go ahead and, you know, try out and say, hey, we'd like to try this idea out with our group, that's totally okay. And if that works for your group, maybe it'll only work for your group, or maybe once it's going for your group, you know, we'll open it up to other groups and say, hey, here's something that would be, you know, beneficial too. So let us know on what you guys would, you know, like, the ideas, the thoughts, and absolutely, we'll try to put something together for you.
Thank you, because that's my thought, is if we had something that through the membership was an introduction to the self-study versus, you know, the group meetings, which, you know, we'll talk about a lot of different things, and then, you know, mention to them the value of going deeper, you know, as they get familiar with the content that, you know, and just kind of the blush that we're going through, the information, that it would be, it'd be nice if it was included, and then we weren't saying, yeah, to go try and see what that's like. They'll have experienced at least one small piece of the self-study.
Gotcha.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. One thing that is nice is there, I don't know if there's an infinite amount of IP, intellectual property, but there's a lot. And so you know, there's a lot that can be done. And so,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll talk with you, Scott, more about that and the group and see what everybody's thoughts are around that. But that may be a nice little value added piece to coming out to the group.
Yeah. Well, we only have a couple minutes. Why don't you talk to Blake about why he missed today? And Brenna, you talk to Donna about why she missed today. And because she accepted right away the conference call. So, and Jonathan called me up yesterday and wants to come to the group meetings too. So we'll get you involved, Jonathan, somewhere.
One other thing is that invitation that you sent over couldn't be pulled into my Outlook. I just had to transfer the information to my Outlook.
Okay. And I don't you want know me to send it both ways?
I just don't know if that had an impact on anybody else. Most people are used, or some people are used to just clicking accept and it, you know, self-populates, but for whatever reason, it wouldn't self-populate. So if someone got busy, saw the email, and then moved on, they might have not remembered to put it in.
Well, I'll send it both ways, Andrew. I'll send it through Outlook and through Gmail.
Okay.
So, because Donna accepted it through Gmail, and I'll send it through Outlook. I'll send it through Outlook to Brenna. Brenna couldn't accept it either. I just woke her up and said, you're up.
All right. And then, Scott, you can just shoot me an email. You know, you guys have chosen a really good time slot for now, at least. And so, you know, I'm here available. And so if you guys want me to be on weekly, I'm fine with that. And then you can let me know or not. Either way is fine. And then you just let me know what role you'd like me to play, Scott, you and your group there. And I'm here to serve you guys any way I can.
Gotcha.
That's great.
All right.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome. Anything else, Scott?
Nope.
All right. If you're listening to the rebroadcast of this again and you say, that's a pretty intriguing group, I'd like to participate in that, connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. If you're calling in outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. God bless. You guys have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.